Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. That's UncommonGoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. You literally meant right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually.
I got nothing going on.
I'm actually podcasting right this second.
I love it. Is all this on the podcast right
yes,
now
sir.
What we're doing?
Yes, sir,
oh,
it is.
That. Okay, now can we drop F-bombs and S-bombs and B-bombs? And
you know, that's not really your style, I don't think.
Damn it. I've got a terrible reputation.
Yeah, you've got to toughen it up to some degree.
I know, dude, and you're telling me. How's things, man?
Never better. I was just, you came up because I was reading that you're opening up the amphitheater.
I am, yeah. I get to be the first act ever. And you know what? Honestly, I don't want to start a riff with Lionel Richie, but he said he was the first performer. That's not accurate.
No, it isn't accurate.
I'm opening the show. So I'm the first performer on that stage.
Right. He's the third performer because you're performing that night and there's another act. I forget the name of that act.
Oh, shit. I forgot to.
Don't worry about it. We don't care about them. We care about you. And then he's going to sing all night long. Have you ever performed a Lionel Richie song on stage?
Never. In fact, you know, I did that Holiday Inn gig when I was young and I tried to learn Brick House. But it didn't go well.
So sometimes, like, the first act in a given night, they'll interact with the headlining act. But, you know, they don't, you know, they're not necessarily familiar with each other. Have you ever had a bad experience when you interacted with the headliner?
Oh, my God. We've had plenty of bad experiences.
Is that right?
No, I mean, we did the Kiss tour, for God's sake. You know, we toured with Kiss for 30 days. That was miserable.
Well, yeah, I remember you had indicated that Gene came in at the end of that, and you guys couldn't wait for it to end, and he wanted to take you, like, on another leg of the tour or something like that.
Yeah, he did. He wanted to take us to Europe, and, of course, it's Gene Simmons, so I immediately said, yeah, of course, Gene. And then I got 15 more dates of booing and spitting on us and the whole thing. Oh, yeah, it was terrible. But as far as, like, interacting with those guys, no, it's never been a problem. And we're one of the easiest bands to get along with. Like, we get there on time. We don't play over our set time.
Yeah.
So headliners usually get along with us well. This will be no exception.
When you do a Kiss tour like that, do you get a paycheck, like, weekly, like people get when they work a job, or do you get it by the show? How does that work?
You would think so. You'd think we would have been on the payroll, you know. Gene's such a businessman. No, I never saw any of that money, frankly. It went right to management and the agent, and then I think it went right back into the band.
What?
But you know what's crazy that I heard a rumor, though? I heard now that Kiss charges opening bands, so they don't even pay.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of headliners, like, that's kind of the trend now. A lot of head, you know, because they know that labels will pay the money to get their act on in front of a big act. So those days of getting paid as an opener are probably over.
Yeah, and it seems like every time I turn around, there's yet another revenue stream that is leaving artists today. And my idea is this, and I've talked about it on my show. What is keeping there from being a massive artist union to basically shut Spotify down until they actually earn a reasonable wage for their effort?
Sheer volume of bands. I mean, the amount of bands. I mean, there's no way. And musicians, quite frankly, are all whores. We'll play anywhere at any time. And I think most of where the money is, they know that. So Spotify knows that.
God dang. You know,
it's all playing for exposure. When we first started in the band, everybody was like, hey, come play my place. I can't pay you, but you'll get great exposure. And back in the 90s, that wasn't so bad. But now it's like exposure matters very little.
It just, I mean, I can only imagine, like, if an artist puts out a record, like, mm-hmm. Even if you were to say to the most diehard fans, hey, please buy an actual copy of our music. They won't. They won't do it because it's they can get it for free anytime they want, basically, by paying $10 a month.
True. And, you know, where the money is made now is in the live performances. That's where the money's made. And maybe T-shirt sales. But a lot of record labels have found ways around that and signed bands to these 360 deals, which means they not only get money off of off of albums that are sold, they also get a cut of the t-shirts and they get a cut of the live shows. So musicians are getting screwed.
Yeah, I just saw Shirley Manson from Garbage. I don't know if you ever interacted with her over the years.
Oh yeah. I saw that video you're talking about too.
She put a video on there and said, we can't do it anymore. It's just not happening. That's very difficult.
The funny thing is like, she didn't just, like, do a video of herself. That was on stage.
Yes.
And she makes that speech every single night. She said, it is not a sustainable business for a band to go out and tour. We can't afford it. Now, my band can afford it because I'm Dutch and I know how to do things very cheaply and frugally.
Right.
And we'll cram five of us into a Sprinter van and have one guy be the one more extra guy be the tour manager. He's also the T-shirt guy. He's also the sound guy. You know, so we do things very inexpensively.
I love that. Well, you're still living the dream. You're still getting chicks. You're still getting chicks.
I'm 61, brother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but that's the new 41. I mean, especially when you're tall with sweet-looking hair.
Especially when you want to date a 25-year-old.
So is that happening right now? Is there a 25-year-old, or are you still on the prowl?
Oh my God, no, dude, that's the worst.
Okay.
No. I don't date under 50.
Okay,
no.
Good deal. I like that. I always feel bad when someone's doing that. I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with that person. You gotta go old.
Yeah. No, they're just trying to reclaim something they had in their youth, which I never had in the first place. I'm not missing anything.
Brian Vander Ark, you're absolutely awesome. Thanks for doing this on such short notice. It's going to be fun. Middle of May at the new amphitheater. Go see them. I don't think tickets have gone on sale yet, but...
No, I think... Oh, I'm going to speak out of turn. I don't know. But I do know that if you go to the Accuser... I don't even know how you say it. Accuser? Yeah, Accuser.
That is it, yes.
Yeah, so if you go to their website and sign up on the mailing list, you're going to get early access to all the tickets. So that's a great thing to do because these shows are going to sell out.
Outstanding. I just got confirmation. Accuracher. I think we were both wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, it's French. So
whatever.
What the hell do I know?
All right. Okay, good talking to you. Godspeed. Hey, did you ever call my guy Frank? Did you ever connect with Frank?
I did. In fact, he got me the right insurance as I needed it.
Outstanding.
And by the way, I was at the Gold game last Friday night or Saturday night. You did a great job, dude.
I love those games. And, you know, the only basketball I watch are those games. And
as you should.
And I tell you what, I am just, there was a time when I didn't know what I was doing with that, but thank you so much for that. I love watching them.
You're great.
Thank you, buddy.
And well, the team is great, right? Am I right or am I wrong?
No, they're excellent. They've got some solid talent on that team. They're pretty good. So have you ever been able to, I might've asked you this before. Have you ever thrown down a dunk?
Oh my God, no.
Well, you're like 6'5". How could you not throw down a dunk?
Other than a donut and a glass of whiskey, that ain't going to happen. Man, I got terrible knees. I can't jump.
No, not now. I meant when you were a kid.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, my God, no. I'm the worst athlete on the planet. That's why I picked up a guitar. I put down the basketball and picked up a guitar.
Dude. I hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, he rode the freshman at MC Sporting Goods in Lansing?
No, in Grand Rapids.
In Grand Rapids.
Buddy.
You were 14, 15, 16. How old were you?
I want to say 14. Sure.
14 years old. He wrote that hit the freshman.
I want to say it, so I'll say it.
God dang. That's incredible. All right. I'll talk to you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya. Brian Vander Ark. Great songwriter. Great performer. If you get a chance to see him and the band, I mean, it's one thing to see them at the new amphitheater, but if you ever get like one of the venues like 20 Monroe Live, and it's like an hour and a half, two-hour show, I highly recommend that. He is outstanding. And the band is, well, the whole band, the Verve Pipe, absolutely awesome.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.